Napa know-how.
There are lots of amazing cars on the road, but perhaps none more amazing than the paid-off car. It may not be pretty, but the price is right. Heck, if you keep that thing running, it'll actually start paying you. Because with Napa Rewards, for every $100 you spend, you'll get $5 off. So keep your car running longer, stronger with Napa Rewards and watch the savings start rolling in. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
You are Locked On Pacers, your daily Indiana Pacers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Jeff Teague recently went on the gram to thank Pacers fans. Or was he saying goodbye? Something to ponder while we wait to hear from Larry Bird on Monday afternoon, when he will meet the media and we assume say goodbye to Indiana, or at least his job as the president of the Pacers. Welcome back to Locked On Pacers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. My name is Tom Lewis of Indy Cornrows, here to bring you the latest news and notes about the Indiana Pacers. And we're pleased to have this episode presented by SeatGeek and the SeatGeek app. Make sure you use promo code LOPACERS to get $20 off your first ticket purchase. And on this episode, we will dive into what Jeff Teague had to say on Instagram and also talk a little bit more about Kevin Pritchard and what he thinks of Jeff Teague and what the team may be looking like under his leadership. But before we dive in, a reminder, you can reach me via email at indycornrows@gmail.com or on Twitter at indycornrows. Love to hear your thoughts on what is going on here as the offseason again is off and rolling, thanks to the news on Friday afternoon that Larry Bird will be stepping down as team president, turning over the reins to Kevin Pritchard, and everything this offseason is now in flux. What does it all mean? We will find out in due time, but it's always fun to speculate a little bit until we actually find out. So again, Bird will be speaking, I believe, 11 a.m. on Monday at the Fieldhouse, and we assume he will be confirming reports from Adrian Wojnarowski and others who confirm Woj's report that Bird will be stepping down. And I don't know how much he will divulge. Obviously, you know, everyone, you know, again, believes that Bird's straight shooter is going to tell us the truth. I wouldn't go that far, but I guess he'll explain at least what he thinks and why he believes that he is leaving Kevin Pritchard in a good position to take over at this point. So hopefully it isn't any health concerns. The reports have stated that he is healthy and that isn't an issue. So I guess we'll find out on Monday around lunchtime. So again, that will leave the Pacers under the stewardship of Kevin Pritchard to make basketball decisions. And want to bring up an email from Peter Mosey, who was going through the turn of events over the weekend and closed by saying something that I think a lot of people feel at this point, where there's a lot of frustration with Paul George being up for free agency in 2 years, but it already feels like he's out of town or has a foot out of town. And you know, will the Pacers be able to make a deal that ends up making his exit, if it happens, a positive one on the franchise? It seems impossible, right? Whenever you're losing that big name player, you're not going to replace him unless you can get a crazy draft pick, and that draft pick develops into an elite player, which I'm sure is about the only way the Pacers are going to move Paul George this summer, is to get, a top three pick. But anyways, Peter said that, why can't we as the Pacers fans have anything nice? Is it really too much to ask to have a top 15 player and management with a vision and plan? And so, again, that is a frustration I think felt by a lot of fans. And you hear it as they're kind of you know, a lot of people are on PG's side of the thing. Or, you know, why is management and Paul George at odds in this, you know? I think a lot of that is built up in people's minds. You know, maybe they are on the same page, or maybe Pacers are going to be able to unveil a plan that works, whether it's keeping PG here or moving him. But at this point, it seems like things are in a bit of disarray because your team president just stepped down, obviously. So I guess we'll hear a little bit more from Bird tomorrow. I'm assuming at some point Kevin Pritchard will also have his intro press conference, or at least speak on about taking over the team. That seems only natural in the evolution of this situation. And I'm sure he will not, you know, comparing him to Bird, obviously, he is a lot more talkative, a lot more media friendly, I guess you could say, and is going to be more than willing, I'm sure, to hop on any hot mic that is asking him questions as he, you know, starts to make his name, starts becoming more visible, not only with the Pacers, but in the community, and starts trying to develop and build that trust with the fan base. It's going to take a lot of selling initially, especially depending upon how that situation works out with Paul George. I think, you know, he comes into it with a little bit of goodwill because, you know, he has been around, but, you know, now he's getting thrown this hot potato of this Paul George situation, and, you know, how's he going to deal with it? And I think that could turn out to be a benefit for him because he's going to get at least that opportunity. And, you know, even if it doesn't work out perfectly, it was a tough circumstance to take over. So, you know, if he gets time to maybe make two or three evolutions of moves that eventually work out, I think history will shine favorably on him in this period. But there's no doubt he is heading into the fire and going to be tested right away this summer. Nate Taylor had a good article about Kevin Pritchard and, you know, some of the things that he has heard about him and, you know, obviously things from researching his past. But one thing is that, you know, he is in favor and kind of tied to Nate McMillan. He was a big influence on the hire of McMillan because of their time in Portland, knowing how he ran things. And again, as we mentioned before, you know, the fact that, you know, they wanted to bring more discipline and accountability to the team. And so, you know, you would think at this point McMillan's job would be safe, especially going through a front office change, you know, unless it's a completely new outsider. You know, changing the coach as well would bring great upheaval. And that is really done when a team is, you know, essentially starting over. So we don't know if the Pacers are completely doing that yet. That obviously is an option on the table, but we'll see. Also, Nate Taylor, we got too many mates going here as usual, but Nate Taylor, you know, mentioned his willingness to make trades, make big trades, you know, draft day trades, moving a lot of players, turning, you know, helped turn that Blazers team around from the Jailblazers to a team that was beloved in Portland and had some great success. Also talked about his draft record with picking, you know, LaMarcus Aldridge, Brandon Roy, and Greg Oden. Now, you know, I could counter that while those are definitely good, talented picks, and, you know, no one could completely foresee Greg Oden's injury history, but the injury history of Brandon Roy was somewhat known. Yeah, he out of high school had knee issues, and so there was definitely a little bit of a risk with that pick when he took him. And so, you know, while those guys performed great when they were healthy, they ended up not being long-term deal or long-term players for the Blazers. So that kind of clouds that draft history a little bit in my mind. I think, you know, the Pacers have done that as well. Similar situation with Danny Granger, where they were able to take him because he fell in the draft due to concerns about his knees. Those concerns ended up limiting Granger's career at the end and his eventual departure from the Pacers. But they did get you know, a solid career out of Granger as it was. So I think, you know, definitely worth the risk on him at that point. It's just that, he was kind of a ticking time bomb after a few years of playing heavy minutes, and eventually the knees gave out. But I think, that was a known risk at the time, and when they took him, I think at 17, it was worth the pick. So just where the Pacers are picking in the draft will be known. Obviously, they have the 18th pick in the draft right now, assuming they hang on to that, or maybe it's part of a deal. Then they could be picking anywhere from 18 to 1, I guess, depending upon how this Paul George situation rolls out. And obviously, we'll be paying close attention to that. We'll also be paying close attention to the Jeff Teague situation. And Taylor mentioned Pritchard's thoughts about Teague as well. We'll hit on that in a minute. But first, I want to talk to you about SeatGeek, because buying tickets online for sports and concerts has been a confusing process for a long time. It's always been hard to find the best deal for that game or show you want to go to, and none of those older ticket sites want to change that. But SeatGeek is different. They've come along and created an amazing app and website that make it easier than ever for fans to buy and sell tickets. And SeatGeek is always the first place I go looking for tickets to a game, game three of the playoffs. Wanted some good seats for my wife and son. They were able to pop up in the SeatGeek app, and we found some good seats in the lower level for a great price, and we knew we were getting the best deal around. It wasn't hard after doing some comparison, and the seats worked out great. Very easy to use, print out, and get to the game without any hassle, because everything about SeatGeek is designed to make life easier for sports and music fans. SeatGeek does all the price comparison for you by searching multiple ticket sites and ensuring that you get the best possible deal. And SeatGeek does all the work, and you save time and money. And SeatGeek wants to help you get the most bang for your buck. That's why every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on value. You'll immediately see any underpriced seats and be able to find the best deals that fit your budget. And best of all, for my listeners, get a $20 rebate off your first SeatGeek purchase. To get your $20 rebate, just download the SeatGeek app, go to the Settings tab, and click Add a Promo Code. Then enter promo code LOPACERS. That's all one word, all caps, LOPACERS. And then SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. So download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code LOPACERS today. Okay, so back to Kevin Pritchard and how he may be handling the Jeff Teague situation, which is more imminent than PG because he's a free agent this summer. Pacers will not have a point guard if they don't sign him, which would then put them in the market for another point guard. And so, according to the story Nate Taylor posted on Pritchard, he said that Pritchard did support the deal last summer, that swapped out Jeff Teague for George Hill, and that he, according to a league source, at least hopes to re-sign Teague this summer. And again, that also was what Bird was planning to do until whatever happened, that has Bird now stepping down. So it sounds like Jeff Teague is a priority for the Pacers to bring back. It was kind of interesting, though, as I mentioned at the top of the show on Instagram, Jeff Teague posted a thank you to Pacers fans, which was, I believe, after his exit interview with the team. It was kind of like, okay, he's off for the off season now. And he said, Indiana, just want to thank you for all the love and support this past season. Definitely was a dream come true to play for my home state. Hashtag Pacer Nation, you guys are the best. Hashtag stay tuned. Hashtag more to come. Okay, so was that a thank you? Was it a goodbye? Was it a combo? You can read into the fact that he said it definitely was a dream, past tense. But I don't know if Jeff Teague is really laboring over the present or past tense of his Instagram post, right? You can also, stay tuned, more to come. That kind of has a little bit of foreshadowing in it. There certainly wasn't a can't wait for next season or hope to stay, hashtag hope to stay. So So, yeah, I thought that was a little bit intriguing, the way that post was worded and stated. So, there were reports that he did love playing for the Pacers, obviously. Also, it wasn't always the easiest thing to be playing at home with so many family and friends. And the Teague family is really large in this town. So, there's a lot of family and friends, things to deal with all the time as well, which, could be a blessing and a curse at times, I'm sure. But, it sounds like from the top that the Pacers want to bring Teague back. I'm sure, money is going to talk. As Teague said after the season, right after the last game, that he hasn't gone through a full-blown free agency while in the league. So he's got to do it. I mean, this is his time, and with the money that's been spent, recently, you see his other local legend, Mike Conley, hauling in, $153 million last summer. This is Teague's time to cash in, wherever he may go, and he's certainly going to look at the highest bidder, I would have no doubt. And whether the Pacers can get in the ballpark and present something that keeps him here, that'd be great, I'm sure. And also, you never know. They may be the only ones that want him at that high of a salary. It's hard to tell. So we'll see. It sounds like, though, that according to what Taylor said, that, the Pacers are definitely going to go in and make an effort to bring T back. And it would be an interesting backcourt. He and Lance Stephenson together, you would think Lance may be moving into that starting role next season, although that depends on, what other moves are made, what the backcourt looks like. PG, yeah, whatever happens to PG. But also, obviously, gives the Pacers a chance to, maybe stagger rotations, let Lance handle the ball a little more. So, anyways, we'll see. Bottom line is, hard to read too much into that, although I just did. I think I broke down that Instagram post about as much as I can. Definitely used past tense. Definitely made it sound like he might be out of here. But again, he's definitely out of here for the offseason. So more to come this summer, there's no doubt. And we'll leave it at that with Jeff Teague right now and see if he's back with the blue and gold next season. As for a couple other local legends, props to the Utah Jazz, George Hill and Gordon Hayward, winning Game 7 in L.A., beat the Clippers, and both, performed pretty well down the stretch. Game 6, not so much. George Hill had the old free-throw yips jump up and bite him in Game 6, but not a problem in Game 7. Made a couple big threes, had 17 points, so congrats to them. Moving on to the second round of the playoffs, where they will get the benefit of playing the Golden State Warriors in Round 2. Now, they played the Warriors pretty tough during the regular season, so maybe they'll be able to fire up and give them a test here in Round 2, and we'll see what happens there. I know a lot of people have been saying, hey, George Hill, how about bringing George Hill back if you don't bring Teague back? Again, I would say I think George Hill planned to be out of here this summer, even if he stayed with the Pacers, so I have a hard time believing that he'd come back. But again, it's all about money, so whoever pays the most is going to draw the most attention, but definitely not seeing a combo of the two indie guards playing together. That'd be a lot of money stacked up in that backcourt. So thanks for the tweets and emails though, on all these topics. Always appreciate it. Again, thanks for listening. You can always reach me via email at indiecornrows@gmail.com or on Twitter at indiecornrows. And you can find the podcast on audioboom.com or subscribe via iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, or Google Play, where all prior episodes are available. And that's all for now. You've been listening to Locked On Pacers on the Locked On Podcast Network. You got it.